like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Jessica Lager.
And this is It's Movie Time. Jess, you're a graduate of Columbia College and a film major, so I need you to help me out with this indie film that you and I just saw called Prince Avalanche. What do you think?
Well, I have mixed feelings about this movie. There's some things that I really loved about it, actually. Alvin, the main character, played by Paul Rudd.
Good. Now, he's a comedic actor.
He is. I've actually had a crush on him since he was in Clueless in the 90s. I'm not kidding. I love him. But he usually is. And so this was something very different for him.
He and Emil Hirsch, who plays Lance, are painting lines on roads.
Yes.
In some fire-ravaged place at Bastrop State Park near Austin. David Gordon Green, the director, set it there.
It was filmed beautifully. And one of the other things I really loved about it was the way he used landscape and music.
You have them set against these burned out trees. Great setting for a couple of characters who look like they're straight out of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these two guys somewhere, nowhere. And there are only a couple of other people in the film. Also Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Because nothing's happening.
Yes, it's definitely character driven. There's not really a plot. I tend to like those kinds of movies. I like character study movies.
Yes.
And so I don't require a lot of plot. I also enjoy movies that take their time to tell the movie, but with this one, I felt like it took a little bit longer, which is weird because it's only an hour and a half. So
it was
a short movie, but it felt much longer than an hour and a half for me, which is one of the things I didn't enjoy about it.
Well, in these absurdist dramas, very much like the title itself, Prince Avalanche, what's that? Yeah, Green himself said it didn't make much sense.
Right.
And you could think about them being princes of nothing or princes of chaos, or you can interpret any way you want.
You can.
But mostly it's just absurd. You get long sequences, Jess, of they're setting up their tents.
Yeah.
I mean, who's interested in that? So you really have to be patient.
You do. I watched it with one other friend. They did not like it as much as I did. And I'm on the fence with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very existential. They're trying to figure out who they are way out here in the wilderness. Rudd's character's uptight. Hirsch's character, good-hearted, who just wants to get girls on the weekend. Rudd cares about being alone and thinking about his girlfriend, who happens to be Hirsch's sister.
Right.
His character's sister. Mm-hmm. Women in this, Jess.
Well, there's the one older woman.
Tell me. She is almost a ghost-like figure.
Yes,
which adds a little element of the absurd to it.
Yes, it does.
The other character is the truck driver.
Yes.
Gruff kind of Texas guy giving them moonshine and advice.
And going back to Alvin's character, I love that the very first thing he says is, "I'm the boss." Like, that's really how he opens up who he is. And he's very eager to prove that he's the kind of man that he thinks men should be. And he can pitch a tent and he can fish and so comfortable with being alone. And then the whole transition that he takes towards it's very dramatic then.
Sure.
The characters were my favorite part.
Sure. And as you're talking about his loving to be alone, but that's the source of his problem with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so I began seeing that thread of their interaction with women, and then all the way to the truck driver who gives them advice about women, and yet has this woman, it appears, coming into his truck, or not, as he denies it. Very much like Beckett and Godot, these two characters are waiting for, some would say, God, but they're waiting for something to happen, and it doesn't happen.
Right.
And the dialogue, too, minimalist for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Hemingway, without having that depth, because this is the kind of spare dialogue. You tried to kill yourself by jumping off a 12-foot cliff?
That was one of the parts I laughed out loud. And I love the dialogue when Lance's character comes back after the weekend, and it was a disastrous weekend for him. And the way he talks about his weekend, you'd think something really bad happened, when really he just ended up being alone.
Well,
which is what he doesn't want through the whole movie.
This is when Lance reports it happened on Sunday. All the girls were in church.
Yes.
So he couldn't get anything. Yes. Jess, I think I've had more laughs here with you than I did at the movie. But it's at that point, Jessica, where we have to apply a grade.
I'd say a B minus.
Okay. And I'm going to give it an A minus. I love this kind of nerdy, existential, minimalist story that has implications all over the place.
Yeah.
But anyway, I suspect that our grades are going to be reflective of the grades of our friends and the public.
I would agree.
Jessica, but would you agree to come back sometime?
I would love to.
Thanks. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Get